You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, we've had some shows lately on the great big band, so tonight I'm going to play you some good music by small groups, mini bands if you like. Nothing bigger than eight, most of them trios and quartets, just to see what delightful music has been made by these, you might almost call them chamber music jazz groups. I did play some of this sort of thing a while back, but I've found some more since then, so here they are. Starting with a record by Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers, a trio recorded in Memphis in 1928. Gus Cannon, banjoist and jug man, tells his story about his encounter with an old friend, and someone else by no means friendly, on Madison Street.
First time I was in Memphis with Tenny with the C, I was walking on up Main Street. I meets an old friend of mine. He said, "Hello there, Joe." I said, "Hello." He said, "What that you got in that suitcase?" I said, "It's a banjo." He said, "Can you play the Madison Street rag?" I said, "No, man, I don't know about the Madison Street rag." He says, "Pull now, whistle." I said, "Well, all right, whistle it. I can play it." So yeah, he go. He said, "Come on, go down here on Madison Corner, open Madison with me." So I go on down there. We get right on the corner. Yeah, we was down here on the corner. Right down here on the corner. Now we're starting a bowl. Oh, man, we having a good time. A few minutes, here come the man with the headache stick. And you know one thing, that boy run slap off and left me. Yeah, he go. Catch him. Played a long time. Now ain't that good? Oh, sure. Play it now, boy.
Cannon's Jug Stompers, Madison Street Rag. Isn't that just delightful? Just three friends, with Noah Lewis with his harmonica, Ashley Thompson on guitar, and banjo and jug man Gus Cannon, composer of the hit of a few years ago, Walk Right In. Oh, not forgetting the man with the headache stick. When you think of chamber music, you usually think of violins and pianos playing sonatas written for those instruments, don't you? Or works for two violins, viola and cello. And in jazz, I think one of the first names to come to mind in this sphere is Joe Venuti's Blue Four. Here's their record of Running Ragged, a quartet for violin, piano, guitar and bassoon, the bassoon player being sax man Frank Trumbauer, who also plays a little bit on his more usual jazz instrument.
Thank you.
Running ragged, or if you like, bamboos in the bassoon. Some years ago, there was a chamber music group called the New Friends of Music, and not long after it was formed and recorded, someone dreamed up the idea of the New Friends of Rhythm. It took two violins, a viola, a cello, a double bass, a guitar, a harp, and veteran clarinet player Buster Bailey from Memphis to produce jazz chamber music like this very intellectual work, Mood in Question.
Thank you.
Mood in Question by the New Friends of Rhythm with Buster Bailey on clarinet. Next is another one from Buster Bailey's hometown by the Memphis Jug Band, hardly a chamber music group with its kazoo, banjo and jug, but it is a small band playing the kind of unaffected, intimate music that appealed to those who played it, even if their non-playing audiences were not crowned heads of Europe. So let's join them and have a spot of fun while Charlie Nickerson tells us about the arrival in Memphis of the notorious Sadie Green from New Orleans.
Yeah, ain't you heard about her, Ben?
No, who is she?
Some gal is blowed in Memphis and she's too tight.
What kind of gal is that? Let's go.
Her name is Sadie Green.
How much? Must be from New Orleans, ain't she?
I'm gonna tell you about her now.
All right, let's go.
Down in Memphis, Tennessee, there's a gal sweet as she can be. Tain't nobody else but Sadie Green. She's not too thin, not too fat, but everything about her is tight like that. And everybody's talking about Sadie Green.
A girl, wasn't she, that Sadie Green? No wonder everyone was talking about her. The Memphis Jug Band were just untutored natural musicians who were hardly professionals. Now let's see what happens when professional musicians, dance band men, take time out from playing sleek, sophisticated music in one of the big bands and jam along together, as the Emilio Cáceres trio do on this record of I Got Rhythm. Just violin, clarinet and guitar, and a lot of expertise talent too.
Thank you.
three white musicians, the Emilio Caceres Trio, re-examining George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm with a most unusual lineup. Talking of George Gershwin and unusual lineups too, here's another trio record I thought you might like to hear. It's a lot older than the one I just played, which was made in 1937. This next one was recorded in 1920 by the Vernon Trio, which uses six instruments: soprano sax, two alto saxes, oboe, piano and banjo. The oboe and soprano and one of the altos are played in turn by Bert Ralton, original leader of the Savoy Havana Band. The banjo player doubles on the other alto, and the pianist gives the rhythm. He's got rhythm all right. Now, the recording files of RCA Victor for that year, 1920, list a Bert Ralton trio of that name, with piano, it says, by Mr. Gershwin. Could the great man have played on this record, I wonder? The title is Feather Your Nest, with the chorus of Down in Chinatown interpolated. Well, I don't know, but to me that's a remarkable piece of technical display with taste, both rare qualities that early. The Vernon Trio with Bert Ralton, and could it be George Gershwin at the piano? And who else doubled alto sax and banjo but Harry Reeser? Well, there are some trios. Now, how about some intimate jazz from just two musicians? Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang? No, we've just had them running ragged with the Blue Four. No, I was thinking more of a delightful piece of violin and guitar music from Eddie South, Negro violinist from Missouri who toured Europe for years, and recorded in 1937 in Paris with the greatest European jazzman of them all, guitarist Django Reinhardt. Eddie's Blues. Thank you. complete understanding between the great Negro violinist from Missouri and the great gypsy guitarist from the Franco-Belgian frontier. A similar understanding existed between harmonica player Robert Cooksey and guitarist Bobby Lee Ken, as this one shows, Blue Harmonica, not forgetting the kazoo that Robert Cooksey also plays. Harmonica by harmonica player Robert Cooksey and guitarist Bobby Lee Ken. And we'll have some more of the small band jazz after the break.
What on earth are you doing?
Unwrapping my lunch.
If you didn't go throwing money around on cigars, you could afford to go out to lunch like everyone else.
These are Panama cigars. You get 6 of them in a pack. So one doesn't really have to throw money around to afford them, does one?
Smoked salmon sandwiches. How incredibly vulgar.
John Player, Panama. 6 slim panatellas.
Well, here we are in the control room of a large supermarket. This is where they control the in-store music. The music that helps you make your buying decision.
Now, Miss Blenkinsop, what have you been plugging?
Bath essences, soap, that kind of thing. The moonlight sonata thingamajig, you know, sir.
Enough of this Beethoven rubbish. Start pushing some of that terrific sparkling fruit drink. You know the one with the real fruit?
I'm ahead of you, sir.
Oh, get it on, girl. Look at them go there, Miss Blenkinsop. That's nearly all the orange tango gone already.
Goody.
Now they're onto the grapefruit tango and the lemon. My goodness me, the lemon and lime sliding straight out the store. Go and refill those shelves, Miss Blenkinsop.
Sparkling whole fruit tango. In bottles or canned music.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Here's another example of how completely a small bunch of great artists can produce delightful music from the first bar, even when one of them is the tenor sax colossus Coleman Hawkins from America, and the others are all English. Guitarist Albert Harris, the superb bassist Tiny Winters, and the composer of the number they play, Stanley Black, at the piano. three of Lou Stone's rhythm section of 1934 when this one was made in London, Lullaby. Anglo-American cooperation at its best. What Eddie Waring and his team might call jazz sans frontières. I know I've played you this next one before, but it's one of those all-time classics of jazz informality, where four widely differing talents get together and give of their best. Harry James on trumpet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Red Norvo on xylophone, John Simmons on bass. Blue Mood. Thank you. Harry James, Teddy Wilson, Red Norvo and John Simmons. Blue mood. Great jazz and not a saxophone or a worn-out riff in sight. Not a blemish. It's a pity the xylophone isn't used more often in jazz. It can produce great music, can't it? I'm no lover of the piano accordion, and that isn't used much in jazz either. But long years ago, in 1920, the saxophone virtuoso Rudy Vedoft formed a group called the Palace Trio, with original Dixieland jazz band pianist J. Russell Robinson, and an accordionist named Mario Perry, who afterwards played with Paul Whiteman. What they played wasn't jazz in the purest sense, but that squeezebox man can be heard doing some very nice things on this one. I'll see you in CUBA. Rudy Vedoft's Palace Trio, I'll see you in CUBA. All these last few records are quite polished, sophisticated music, after-hours jazz you might call them. But here's one by a quartet of men whose art dominates the jazz scene yet, playing rough-hewn backroom jazz the way they liked it. Louis Armstrong, Johnny Dodds, Jimmy Blythe at the piano, Jimmy Bertrand and his nimble thimbles on the washboard in a number with the most appropriate happy-go-lucky title, Easy Come, Easy Go Blues. Thank you. Louis Armstrong and three friends enjoying themselves, providing great jazz informally for us to enjoy. The recording machine just happened to be there. Benny Goodman's trio is often looked on as the sort of pioneer in chamber music jazz, but Jelly Roll Morton had a clarinet, piano and drums trio long before Mr. Goodman. He used Barney Bigard on clarinet and a great drummer who died just a few weeks ago, Zutty Singleton. In 1929, they played the delightful Turtle Twist. Turtle Twist by the Jelly Roll Morton Trio. After a great success with his trio in 1935 and 1936, which of course was thoroughly deserved for it produced some exquisite jazz, Benny Goodman added vibraphonist Lionel Hampton to it, and what they played together was jazz quite unlike any other before or since. Here is their fine record in two different tempos of Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider. Thank you. great Benny Goodman Quartet at its best, Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider. 5 years later, after experiments with Charlie Christian's electric guitar and Cootie Williams' growl-muted trumpet and George Auld's tenor sax in the Benny Goodman Sextet, B.G. made this charming bit of informal late-night jazz with his rhythm section and trombonist Lou McGarrity, If I Had You. If I Had You by the Benny Goodman Sextet, a delightful bit of summer night jazz to end our show. Next week I'll be putting the clock back exactly 50 years with another record album. If you'd like to share it with me, you'll be very welcome. So let's meet again next Sunday, eh? Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.